Good morning. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and we've come to Friday. Weekend's ahead of you, Lord willing. I certainly hope you have a good weekend, one that glorifies God in every way. And we hope you'll continue to listen to us again next week as we continue talking from the Scriptures. This week, I've been talking about giving God our very best in our worship. We've talked about how that His name is to be hallowed, how that our worship has to be right. Certainly, we have to give Him our very best, and also giving Him our daily lives. Our daily lives are devoted in worship to Him. Today, I want to finish with talking about the fact that it's worship that has reverence to it, yet also intimacy. I really think a big part of our problem today is that people have swung way too far in their thoughts of God. Some have lost this reverence that we've been talking about this week, this reverence for God, by calling Him the man upstairs or the big dodger in the sky. Again, those are terms and descriptions of God that really don't show the proper kind of reverence for Him. Yes, God is an intimate God. But He wants us to draw near to Him and be close to Him, and don't ever lose the fact that reverence must always be present in our worship. That must never, ever, ever change. Some years ago, when John F. Kennedy was president of the United States, Life magazine published photos of his children, John Jr. and Caroline, and they were playing with their toys on the floor of the Oval Office. Those images captured the hearts of the American people like nothing before or since. And the question comes up, why was that so captivating to American people? Well, it bridged a gap between two thoughts. Kennedy was the president of the United States, but he was also a father. He was the ultimate political power in the free world, but playing at his feet were two little kids who called him daddy. He was not only the President of the United States, but he was also their father. And I think that's the proper balance that we always need to keep. Don't ever forget that He is the God of heaven that must always be hallowed. But yet He does want intimate worship. He does want us to be intimate and connected and loving toward Him. God is high and holy and above the heavens, but the Bible does teach that we can sit before the Lord. And that's the way that we need to view our worship, that when we are worshiping, we are simply sitting before the Lord. In 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 18, it says, "Then King David went in, and he sat before the Lord, and he said, 'Who am I, O Lord, and who is my house? What is my house that you have brought me this far?'" David went in, and he sat before the Lord. Some time ago, I heard a very interesting story about a man who was asked as a preacher to go and visit someone in the nursing home who was sick. And as the man lay in bed, there was a chair pulled up next to him, and he said to the one who was visiting, "I'm going to die. I know that, but before I do, I want to ask you a question. Some years ago," he says, "I was struggling with my prayer life, and someone told me that it would help me a lot if I could remember that prayer is a conversation. It's an intimate conversation with God. They suggested that I set a chair out where I pray and imagine that I was having a conversation with the Lord." And he said, "I've been doing that. Sometimes I pray for over an hour, remembering that the Lord is there. Is that all right?" And the preacher visiting said, "It's not only all right, but I think it delights the heart of God that your prayer is an intimate conversation with Him." A few days later, the preacher got a call from the daughter of the man saying that her father had passed away, and said, "We found his body in a strange position. When we walked into his hospital room, his head was leaning on a chair by his bed." I think that's the idea. Always holding God in reverence, but yet our worship with Him and our closeness to Him is a very, very close and intimate thing. So reverence, yet also intimacy. I think that gets the idea. Thank you so much for joining us this week as we've thought about worship and what our worship ought to be before God. We invite you to the worship services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. I want to tell you about our worship times. We worship at 10:20 on Sunday mornings for worship service. We have a Bible class before that for all ages at 9:30. We meet again at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and then Wednesdays at 7. We'd love for you to come and be with us. A friendly welcome always awaits you. We're just down-home people trying to do what's right, trying to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.